of kings and Lord of lords, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You think this is good? Oh, I got something amazing for you. It helps us to understand what it's like to be in a right relationship with Him better. And we see that language in Ezekiel chapter 16. Here's what happened in Ezekiel chapter 16. God takes Israel, filthy, newborn, bloodstained, cleans her up, makes her beautiful, puts jewelry on her, loves her, makes Israel His bride, lavishes affection on His bride. That's intimate language. And what does Israel do? Ooh, ooh. They go seeking after others. And listen to the language that God uses to describe Israel and their wanderings. But we needed that backdrop. We had to have that understanding of God's plan and design for what we're supposed to be doing and how lofty and how big it is. So now, let us dive in to how we sully it, dirty it, shame Him instead of glorifying Him, and how we can view Him differently so that we never do that again. There's two reasons, at least, that God said it is not good for man to be alone. Now, in our context, we're going to be focusing on the intimate relationship between a man and a woman. That's the arena we're focusing on right now. I think we could create a longer list, but I think there's two reasons why God said it is not good for man to be alone. Reason number one, as we discussed earlier, we men are dogs. We have an unbridled drive that will allow us to do the most filthy things as often as we possibly can. And we need help. And second, we're deficient in another area. I don't think that there's anybody in this room who's going to argue with this. Men, when it comes to intimacy, focus pretty much on one thing, physical. Women, on the other hand, focus on something different.
There were times in my life when I taught in public schools that while I'm teaching, this spirit would force me. I didn't say ask me, but force me to make my way to the public bathroom so that I would please it through masturbation. By the way, let me tell you something. You say, well, that's pretty open there, Pastor. Listen to me. Listen to me real close. You're not free until you can expose it.
Come on. Yeah! Come on.
Oh yeah, this was years ago, but let me tell you something. It's hard to even talk about it today. But I don't have a pact with lust. I hate lust because I know what lust can do in a person's life. I know how it can destroy you. The other thing that you need to realize is this, gentlemen. When you're looking at the video, when you're looking at the magazine, when you're engaging in sexual masturbation, you never sin alone. The reason why you never sin alone is because the iniquity of your sin is passed to the generation that follows. Therefore, as you are engaging in your lustful activity, then you are causing your children to have to live the same lust that you're in. So now your daughter's going to have some problems in their lives. Now your son's going to have some problems in their lives. Why? Because you sneak and you have your little pleasure, but you don't realize you're not having it alone. It's some people going to have some pleasure after your pleasure that you don't want to have pleasure like you're having pleasure. Gentlemen, for revival to come to the church, like we need revival to come to the church, we must be clean.